Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie morning show. Sean's looking up whale poop as we speak.
Yeah, that's I didn't know anything about that. I feel dumb. Yeah. Everybody knew about it but me.
I didn't know about it until yesterday.
Oh, you
don't
didn't?
Feel so dumb.
Okay.
You're only 24 hours behind me.
Because I've never... But even Dylan, he knew all about this stuff.
Hey, but Dill, you heard this on... Where'd you get the information?
It's from one of my favorite cartoons, Futurama.
You still watch
Wait,
cartoons?
What?
Yeah. Well, it's a really old one. It's been around for a long time. It's from Matt Groening, the same guy who made The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
But they had a whole bit on ambergris on it.
Ambergris is the technical chemical. I guess it's the name of whale poop.
Well, only certain whale poop.
Yeah, it's in there. It's something that's in their stomach lining, and that's why it's in the poop.
Right. Only 1% of sperm whales produce it.
It's so valuable.
Is that crazy?
It's more valuable than gold.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you find a clump of it on a beach, it's worth like $180,000.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And it's a base of a perfume? Is that what they're saying?
From what I understand, it's the necessity. It is the ingredient in perfume, all perfume, and it's needed all around the world. And that's why it's so so valuable. And as you said, 1% of sperm whales actually produce this stuff, so it's rare. It does float in the ocean. You can find it on the beach. And they say treasure hunters are out there as we speak looking for whale poop to get rich.
And here's what they're saying is that a lot of people mistook it as vomit, whale vomit, but a microbiologist or whatever, everybody studied, it's actually from their intestines and comes through their poop hole.
I guess.
Not their blowhole.
No, poop hole.
Poop hole.
Poop hole.
Yeah.
And I guess over the past couple of weeks or so, the reason this is really starting to circulate is because some dude walking along the beach in San Diego found a big clump. And it's worth $300,000. His dog found it?
Yeah, his dog. Yeah, it said that his dog found it and was freaking out and barking at it. The guy walked up to it and he said it smelled so horrific. He almost passed out. It was so stinky. And his dog was just barking at it. And so he called over a couple of people and they were like, dude, that's whale poop. You got a gold mine.
You're rich.
Yeah.
You've just hit the poop lottery.
He had no idea. He had no idea it was whale poop. He thought it was a rock.
Isn't that weird, though?
Yeah,
something that
rock.
Smells so hideous turns out to be the essence of all perfume?
And that doesn't make sense to me. It seems like perfume is alcohol and like some oil and stuff.
No. When you throw on that, a little splash of that Estee Lauder, man, you're throwing on whale poop.
Man.
Yeah.
By the way, getting lots of texts that everybody loves Futurama, best cartoon ever.
That's your people.
Yeah.
There
it really is,
Schmadil. There we go.
That's your people.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah,
I thought I'd just bring that up so the next time that... Now, I don't know where whales, sperm whales, actually... I don't know their habitat.
You don't.
Oh, the ocean. But I'm just saying that I don't think they're in, like, when we go to the Cayman Islands, because I could spend my entire weekend looking for whale poop.
Yeah, I don't think this is our get-rich-quick thing that we were looking for.
Hey, Schmadil.
I did see one that we could do, though. They say that Legos are trading better than any stock on the stock market.
What?
Legos,
wow.
All Lego sets,
how
old
can
Legos.
That be? Because you can find them anywhere.
Because like they discontinue sets. And you know what makes me mad is I never kept any of the boxes.
Yeah.
I have crates of Legos, crates of them, because I don't know what to do with them because I know they're valuable.
Well, they're worthless.
Without the box.
Yeah, without the box. Well, without the box. I don't know about the instructions, but without the box, because you got to know which Legos go to what set.
I know.
In order to make whatever it is.
Especially the trains. I have two train sets from Legos. Two of them.
You blew it.
And I just... And they just... After we took them apart, I put them in a crate. But they say they're trading way better than any stocks.
You had a moneymaker there and you let it go.
But really, how do we know what to save and what?
No, I'm finding stories that are confirming what you're saying. There's a pizza shop, Antonio's Pizzarama, just a pizza slice from that set can sell for up to $600.
Really?
Just a pizza slice.
But where do I go to find? I have lots of pizza slices. I have stuff. Where do I go to get the? That's where I don't know where you sell them and buy them. Where is that?
I don't know. There's some market out there for Legos, we'll obviously.
So somebody, it said it's a rare set, the pizza thing, and somebody was missing the pizza slice to make it a complete set, so they paid $600 for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's just silly. That reeks more of a person being a big dummy than it actually being valued at that. You know what I mean?
I have that train set too, Sean.
Really?
Yeah.
It says in the box it could be worth up to
$1,700. But I don't have the box.
Out of the box, it could still go for $600.
Wow.
Which is still a pretty good return.
But how do I know which pieces go? I mean, I have crates of these Legos.
Oh, right.
You could probably go online, go to eBay, and buy the box for $2,000.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.